Welcome to Travel Chat with Ashley and Emily. I'm Emily with Emily Eats and Explores.
And I'm Ashley from Ashley It's Around. We like to think of this podcast as part Travel Channel, part Bravo. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes.
Now grab your favorite beverage and let's go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Travel Chat with Ashley and Emily. This is a very serious podcast. And we...
Hey.
We are going to talk to you guys. We just came back like right at 2 weeks ago from what in the hell? Sorry. Guys. Okay.
I'm struggling today.
I record in my closet because it's the only place in my apartment that doesn't have vaulted ceilings, which makes me sound super spoiled, but I'm on the third floor. I'm on the top floor. And so I have vaulted ceilings and it echoes really bad. So, but unfortunately I'm in an in unit and the stairs are next to me. And I'm pretty sure an ogre just came up the stairs because my closet is like against the outside wall. And it sounded like a 700-pound man just like was stomping up the stairs.
Maybe it was. Have you ever seen 700-pound neighbors?
Okay, no, because I avoid my neighbors. I look out of my peephole before I open my door because I don't want to talk to anybody. And then Charlotte.
You are so fun.
I'm so fun, you guys. I'm so fun. People think I'm fun. That's what they tell me. No, so Charlotte was here for like 4 days and when we had my conference and she stayed here and then we stayed at the hotel. And she's like, oh, I met so-and-so and their dog's name's this. And I'm like, what? I've lived here 8 months and I've never talked to a single person. Like, I will say like, hi, if somebody's like on the stairs, because I'm not an asshole, but like,
you haven't conversed with your neighbors.
I probably should converse with my neighbors because when I decided, Emily's like, I would have moved in and made friends with everybody. But like, when I ended up going to a cabin this past week and Danielle, shout out to Danielle, sent me DoorDash. And thankfully it wasn't perishable, but it got left in front of my door and I'm like, oh crap, like hope nobody steals it, which nobody would steal it. Like I've left stuff out there for days, but then I'm like, oh yeah, like this could have been tricky. Like if I mean, I have Blair come get stuff and I've had like Carolyn offer to come get stuff. If I'm like, hey, this box got delivered and I'm like in Argentina, can you come get it? But it probably would be nice if I talk to my neighbors. But anyway, so it just sounded like one of my very large neighbors either fell up the stairs or is very angry and taking it out on the stairs. But that is not what this episode is about. So I digress. We are here to talk about Argentina, Emily's second country, right? In South America?
Yes, my second country. Yep.
I don't feel like Emily liked Argentina as much as I like Argentina, but we didn't really do much there. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But
anyway, I feel like I've had a bad taste of South America, but
I think you've gone with me and you probably.
Interesting taste. But yes, we flew to Argentina to do a crazy adventure.
We actually all arrived within an hour of each other.
Yeah, we did. It was perfect.
Let me tell you what I actually
let me tell you this story.
So I landed after these two knuckleheads. They were flying from Boston together. Lucky ladies. I had to fly from Dallas. I was flying from somewhere, I think Dallas. And I get there and it was kind of pandemonium. There was like a lot of people going through customs at Buenos Aires at the same time, probably because a lot of the international flights arrived at the same time. It was actually like the longest line I'd seen in like a year. And so when I'm coming down the stairs, I get a text from them that's like, hey, go all the way to the left. Like, that's the better line. I'm like, okay. Well, it said like,
because Danielle was in
business class for free for $0. She got upgraded for $0.
She doesn't even have Delta status anymore. She still got upgraded to Delta.
Well, I guarantee you it's because of the cost of the ticket. But yeah, so Danielle got lucky, got upgraded to business class while we slummed it. I mean, I was in premium economy, but while we slummed it in economy. And she's like, hey, go where the sign says to the lounge. And I'm like, oh, she's in the arrivals lounge because she flew business class. So I get in there and these women are like, what's your friend's name? And I'm like, she said she was in here like business class. Like, don't you come in here if you're a business class? And she was like, well, not always. And I'm like, okay, well, like, and then she was like, oh, you have priority pass. Like, you can come in. I'm like, no, I don't want to come in. Like, I'm trying to find my friends. And so then I'm like, okay, never mind. So I go back out. And because the lounge has its own security line, I was already in it. And it was like the same line where they take the handicapped people. And I was like, well, I'm already here. Like, I can't, I'm not going to go all the way back out to get in the other line. I'm just going to go through this line. So I go through the line. I get immediately through. There was like two people in front of me. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to baggage claim. I beat the people on my flight who were in wheelchairs.
Terrible.
And I'm like, and it took Emily and Danielle like a good 30 more minutes to get through. And they were like,
oh, yeah. And we were in a short line. Like we were in the business, whatever. We were joking that she went through the line for the diplomats because that's something that she would probably do and be like, yeah, I'm a diplomat. And just the way Ashley is, people would be like, okay, ma'am, sure. Sure you are. Come on through.
If you act like you're supposed to be there, nobody questions it.
But what was funny is like we were in the line right next to you. Like we saw the door to the lounge. Like I was facing the door to the lounge the whole time. I have no idea how we missed you.
I have no idea because I looked for you guys and I was like, I don't see them. I literally was like, oh, they already got through.
Like we didn't see each other at all, even though you landed after us. So we should have gotten in line. And then if you came to that side.
Yeah. And it took forever because like every single one of your bags had already gotten out. And I didn't know what Danielle's bags looked like, or I would have gotten them for her. But then we ended up in this world's smallest clown car.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Argentina does not have big cars. Warning everyone.
And we had four luggages because I checked a bag and then.
Yeah.
And then Danielle checked a bag, but then she had two full-size carry-ons.
Danielle had so much freaking luggage.
I was like, wow, I thought I overpacked.
Yeah. We were.
I was like, damn.
We were looking crazy.
Normally don't check a bag. It's rare that I check a bag.
Right. I didn't check a bag this time because Ashley brought my penguin suit, so.
I did bring her penguin suit, and then, and honestly, like, after being on the ship, and we'll talk about that in another episode, I feel like there was a lot of stuff that I brought that I didn't need.
Yeah. But you guys also had all the camera gear and stuff.
Like, I had camera gear.
I wasn't going to bring a, like, there were enough people on board for that to take all the photos and videos they wanted. But yeah, if you have camera gear, that is a whole nother freaking bag to itself.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, some guy was like trying to help me with my like Low and Sons bag that's always my personal item. And I said, oh, you don't want to lift it. It's really heavy. And he tried getting it down. And he goes, oh my God, what's in here, bricks? And I was like, basically, two yes. Laptops, a DSLR, yes. Like seven lenses. Like, yes, it is literally filled with bricks. Please be gentle. That bag is like $8,000. Like, please.
My workout bag, actually, I carry this around so I can do my.
I'm like, this is curls. Why I'm so. This is why I'm so buff. Is my I squats. Lift this. I do. Yeah, imagine. I feel like you just be like, oh yeah, like you get up the mountain really quick because you're used to carrying 30 pounds on your back. But anyway, so we end up.
Anyway.
So then, tell us where we go.
If you're interested in flying more luxuriously for less and getting cheap business class flight deals, make sure you head to the show notes or my website ashleygetsaround.com to sign up for my free email list.
Okay, guys, I got Ashley to stay in a hostel. And she was telling everyone the whole time that I forced her to stay here. Let me just add, I did not force her. I was like, Ashley, this is where we're staying. Actually, okay, I have to preface this because, so I work with Selena. They're one of my long-term partners. And Selena doesn't even like to be in the category of hostel anymore. So they used to be like a hostel chain, and now they're very much moving more towards, like, they're still a hostel in a way, but like a higher end hostel, I guess you could say. They want to be more of like co-working, like a little bit bougier than like your typical hostel that you think of when people think of hostels and think of like the horror movie. Like, it's definitely not like that at all. So Ashley got like the nicest room. She had like a little swing and everything like that.
Yeah, I did have a nice room.
This is why we stayed in the Selena, which hostel / co-working / whatever the heck you want to call
it. It was a vibe.
It was cute. So this is my first time to Buenos Aires, but I heard Palermo's a place to stay. And I had no idea that there were like sections of Palermo as well. So we were in Palermo, Soho, which is like, that's a good place to stay, right?
Yeah. I mean, I really love staying in San Telmo. That's my preferred area. But Emily was like, I had stayed, and I get it. Like, Emily was able to stay for free because of her partnership. And I had already, like, doing a last minute trip to Argentina was very expensive. And I was like, I think it's better if we all, it's better to all stay together.
Yeah, just realistically. It made the most sense. And it would have been sad to stay separately. And everybody else, like, if you, with going on the trip, you could also add on a, like, pre-nights. And so if people did that, they also stayed at, like, a co-working hostel thing. Yeah, they said it wasn't great. So either way, it would have been in the same type of thing. Was not the Four Seasons where Ashley wanted to stay, but... Or St. Regis? I don't know which one you want to stay in. No,
I wanted to stay
at
the Four... I wanted to stay either the Four Seasons or the Park Hyatt, but they were both $1,200 a night, and... Casual. I decided that was stupid.
That was stupid. So she stayed at the Selena for... Two or three nights. But how much was it?
It was more expensive than I thought, but it was like a couple hundred bucks, like $300.
So like $100 a night.
No, we did two nights. So it was like $150 a night. It was fine. It was acceptable. But I mean, it was fine. The bathroom could have been a little bit cleaner and not in a, just an old way. Like there was a, you know, bit of soap scum.
Yeah. Yeah. Little dated, not like on our ship that we did and went on to Antarctica with, and they like scrubbed. Who was talking about the grout, Olivia?
the grout was a little not nice on our Selena hostel experience, but like my room was very clean and the bed was like very loud but comfortable. And then I did have like a nice balcony and a cool swing because I did book the most expensive room. And then
I had the highest end room. It was actually a really big room, and it had like a little fridge, a mini fridge.
I mean, it was totally fine for the price I paid.
She was flirting with the oh my god, the man. So there's always something that happens when we check into a hotel.
It's not even
right?
True. There's not even true.
Always something. And usually when we're at these really fancy five-star hotels, these people, like, they have to hold their composure, right? Like, they just have no idea what to say to her when
you're making me sound like a nightmare right now.
So she comes in, you know, like, guns a-blazing, and then this guy just starts giving it back to her. And then by the end, they're like, the eye contact was searing.
He was flirting with me.
So I was like, what is going on right now? Is Ashley getting laid tonight? Is this what's happening?
I don't kiss and tell, so.
Oh, you told me. What did you say? You told him that he had, like, cute glasses or didn't look old, so he gave her extra drink tickets and stuff, because you get welcome drinks when you stay at a Selena. He's like, here, extra welcome drinks, which is jokes on him because Ashley doesn't drink. But yeah. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, there's a vibe. I feel the vibe.
Yeah, the funny thing was, is you two looked at each other and I was like, we gotta go. And then like, and then this man, I was like, I don't like that he's being that he, because the thing is that's all you have to do to disarm me is if you're sassy back, I immediately am like, okay, cool. Like, okay, cool.
And the people at the nice hotels aren't going to do that. They're just like, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Peterson.
I'm like, I don't want you to say sorry to me. I want you to not call me Mr. Peterson.
You're like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Because I'm like, you're boring. You bored me. I gotta go.
Very cute. Do we also talk about how when we got there?
Oh my God. Emily got, listen, we walk in. I've never looked less attractive. Like, Danielle looked fine. She was in business class. That bitch. I was like, I just was like, you know what? Nobody's going to see me. So before I got on the flight, because I knew it wasn't flying business and I didn't want to do my skincare in premium economy, I took up all my makeup. So I like roll up to this hostel, no makeup, like my hair in a bun. I need a shower. I'm just like, I'm like sleep deprived. I look horrible. And these two women come over and they're like, I'm so sorry. Like, are you Emily? I follow you. I'm such a huge fan of yours. And I'm like, I get so pissed. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Cute. She's like, stop. What is happening right now?
They were so nice and super nice. And we took a photo of them. And then I jokingly said, like, do you not follow me too?
I was like, oh yeah, we had a podcast together. And she was like, oh, right. But it was just so funny because like they're from Brazil. So it's like so funny when you like meet people that aren't from the US that follow you. You're like, oh my God, people from Brazil? Like,
anyway, they clocked Emily. It was a whole thing. It was a huge scene, huge thing in the lobby. And I was like, wow, I'm offended. No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, I'm just kidding. Why was this not me?
I'm like, I'm glad it wasn't me. Like, I'm so glad.
But those are the places my people are at, right? All my digital nomad gals. Yeah. And it's a good place for that. They also had a beautiful rooftop, which you didn't go to because you were working. But yeah. Such a fun time. Yeah, so we got there. That happened. Very fun. Ashley was getting her flirt on. And then did we go eat after that?
So I made us a reservation at one of the restaurants in San Telmo that I had been to before. And we went and had steak. That's the thing to do. And I thought, okay, listen, the next night, not to say any spoilers, but the next night we went to a Michelin star restaurant that had a line down the block. We had to fight, like Danielle had to stand in a line just to get a reservation. And I feel like the first place we went was way better.
Do you remember the name of these places?
So the second one was like Don Julio's. It's like very popular.
Yes. And like that had a line. I mean, we had to walk past that both nights and like massive crowd out in front of it. So it's definitely a very popular place.
I hated it. Don't go there. Like I'll never go there again. I'm serious. I like, they can come for me in the comments. I don't care. I thought the service was trash for the price that we paid for dinner. And like, and the dinner wasn't Michelin star prices for the US because of the conversion with US dollars to Argentinian pesos. So you do get a significant discount. But like when you're spending like $80, $90 a person on dinner, like at a Michelin star restaurant, like I expect service. And like, it just, you know, like if you've been to a Michelin restaurant in France, the service is better. Like it just wasn't, I don't know. Like my steak came out not cooked
properly.
It just
seemed like too busy. Like they seemed like there wasn't enough like waiters and waitresses. Like there wasn't enough staff for people that they were there. And like then they had people inside, they had people upstairs, they had people outside. So it just like felt like everybody was running around all over the place and nobody really had any idea what the heck was going on.
And that's like the negative of restaurants that get a ton of press or become like super popular is that I think you lose a bit of that, like if you get too big,
yeah,
like I think they can't handle it. And so like I don't know, like my steak came out really bloody. I had ordered it medium and I had specifically said like no blood, like do not bring this to my table bloody. I do not want a bloody steak, and cut into it and it's like rare. And then so I sent it back, and then like, you know, if you send food back in a Michelin star restaurant, I sort of expect like somebody to come over and apologize. And, you know, I had to go inside to get a refill on my drink. like I just was kind of like, no, like I understand that other people have a bottle of wine, but like, I don't want a wine. I want another like Coke Zero. So like, keep them coming. I don't care if I have to buy eight of them. it was just kind of like, they were very busy and I felt like we were a bit neglected. And especially like for the price you're paying for dinner, like in Argentina, that's a very expensive place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't impressed. The first place we went is a place I had eaten before, which is also very famous. And I am going to be horrible because I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
I'm looking through my phone right now. I'm going to find it because it was really good. And that was
really
like
really good. It was not expensive.
I don't know if it was the time that we went, but they were so nice, so attentive, like so helpful with everything. But
downstairs was very busy. Remember?
Yeah, that's true.
It was because we had a reservation, but it's a place that my friend had taken me who lives at, like she's from Argentina. Where is it? Why can I not find it? Wait, here's the, it just says, Perilla. Is it Perilla? This is a video. Anyway, guys, it's called
La Brigada?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's a place that my friend had taken me, and she's Argentinian, and it kind of has a very almost like a sports bar vibe. Like they have a lot of sports memorabilia, but it's a high-end steak.
I felt like I was in like a mansion that had like sports memorabilia. It was the most interesting place I've ever been. And it's like one of those places where it's like every part of the wall is covered with some type of like jersey or banner or something, but like then the rest of the place was very like vintage and old, and like
the food was incredible. Yeah, my steak was really good. Cooked perfectly. He recommended steak to us because he was like, oh, don't you guys order the same thing, like do this. And like, I loved what we ordered. If I even glanced up from the table, the guy ran over. Like the service was just totally on top of it. We ended up splurging. I actually did drink wine that night.
She did. And she was in a great mood. Get Ashley drunk and she'll be like fun and nice. And she was like holding our hands. Guys, I can't believe we're here right now. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, I just need two glasses of wine and I'm Ashley super nice.
Drink red wine.
We ordered, it was like $75, which I was like, I don't know. It was the best. I took a photo of it. It was like one of the best wines I've ever had. It was so good. It was a Mendoza wine. I'm sure it's, and it actually, when I looked it up, I was like, oh, in the US is like $150. So I should have bought, like, I should have gone to a wine store in Argentina and like brought back a couple bottles, but it was incredible. And it was what he suggested. He was like, it's expensive, but it's like one of our best wines. And we're like, we'll take it. And it was, it was heavenly. It was like so fragrant and floral. It was amazing. The food was good. The service was good. And we paid, I mean, it was like cheap, like $50 a person, $60 a person.
50, 60, yep. If you're interested in learning more about getting paid to travel the world, make sure you check out the show notes and grab my free masterclass, How to Make $5,000 a Month While Traveling.
Oh, and Emily.
Oh my God, guys.
Listen, so Emily gets here and she goes, oh my gosh, they have Waldorf salad. And I kind of looked at her and I was like,
We were talking about the salads and how we wanted salad. We wanted like greens. Like we were like, okay, we got off the plane. Like we were like, yeah, salad sounds good.
Yeah, because you always, I just feel like you never get enough greens. And so she's like, oh, Waldorf salad. And I should have said, like, you know, that's tossed in mayo. But I just figured, like, I don't want to lady-splain a Waldorf salad to Emily. She knows what it is. It comes to the I wish I had had it on camera. Because it comes to table, and I will say it wasn't a good Waldorf salad. That was the only thing that I wouldn't order, and it didn't come with any lettuce. And I feel like most of the time I've ordered a Waldorf salad, it's on a bed of lettuce, but it is like a fruit salad with mayonnaise. Oh my God.
Like if you guys don't know, because this is what I was thinking of, and I was telling everyone, they were like, yeah, that is a salad, but it's not the name Waldorf salad. So they say like, okay, this is a Waldorf salad. Like they were like, it's apples and cranberries and nuts and blue cheese, and I was like, lovely, all of that mixed in. And then it was like, it didn't say mayo, it said like creamy topping, and I was like, okay, that's the dressing. I was like, yum, like that sounds great. Usually it's served with like a balsamic vinaigrette or something, but this sounds good. No lettuce, it's literally just, it was just apples and cranberries and nuts.
It's basically potato salad, but with apples instead of potatoes.
And it tasted like nothing. Like
it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Don't bad. And I was like, all I wanted was lettuce. And they got this, like Ashley and Danielle got this amazing like arugula salad with like so Parmesan good. Cheese. And I was like, I should have told the guy and he totally would have swapped it out.
It was really funny. We had a laugh over it.
It was just hilarious. I was just staring at it. I was just so ready for my big, juicy salad. The girl, the solo traveler behind us had a big salad at her table. And I was like, yes, like I'm just going to get a big salad before my steak. And now it just comes out with mayoed apples. And like
It was hilarious. I was like, we got on the ship and I was like, oh, they don't have Waldorf salad. Are you going to be okay?
Sorry, Emily. No Waldorf salad for you. Just scarred. I'm scarred for life.
But we had a couple. Yeah, I think like this was my third or fourth trip to Argentina, and I was trying to work during the day, which, you know, that's what I do. And I don't know how much of the city you guys actually saw.
We really did nothing. We basically did nothing. We just kind of wandered around. I don't really know what we pretty much just wandered and went from coffee shop to coffee shop. So we went to the coffee shop in the morning, which was really good. And then we just wandered around the streets. Oh, it was also Sunday. Like there was nothing open. There was like nothing going on.
If you want to maximize your points and miles so you can travel more for less, check out Travel More Con. More information down below in the show notes.
Also, I still can't believe you didn't do the like Casa Rosado, the pink house, and then Evita's. Y'all,
I did zero research on this.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, so anyway.
When we were on, like, I should have gone on Instagram and just looked up photos and done something. But I think we were just like, we were both kind of just interested and also just like hanging out and sitting and like chatting. We hadn't seen each other in a little while, like since the trip. So we like wanted to catch up about like all of our work stuff and all of our life stuff. So that was fine. And then, yeah, Ashley was working. So she went back after we went to the first cafe. So all we did was basically go wander the streets and go to another cafe and eat again. And but yeah, it was like Sunday seemed very dead in the city. I don't know if it was every single section of the city. Because then when I go on Instagram and I look up like Buenos Aires, because I'm thinking like very lively, vibrant, colorful city, like Tango. I think
Palermo.
We just weren't in like the right sections that we were thinking of, which is fine. And I will totally, like, I've just heard the best things. I've heard great things about going there as a digital nomad. So I would definitely
also
go back.
We had Dolce de Leche, which was good.
The best gelato. Do they call it? They call it gelato.
I think they called it gelato, but whatever it was like,
oh my God.
It was so good.
You guys have to get the Dolce de Leche gelato when you're down there. Mm. It is the most, and the way that they do it, like, it's not just like a little scoop. Like they stretch it. So it's like a foot high and you just have this massive cone, and it was the best thing I have ever had.
It was so good. I was like, can we come back here? So good.
So definitely get a steak. Definitely get that. The Argentinian pizza that I got was really good too.
I think like
empanadas. I don't know.
The empanadas are good. I mean, I also will say that, like, I did 3 weeks in between Argentina and Chile a few years ago on my first visit. And I did, like, Mendoza and the Andes. And, like, it's definitely, like, I think it's a destination, like, you need to do more than just Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
So we did have a charter flight, which we have a couple minutes left. But the next day, we got up really early. Like, we left the hotel at, like, 2 a.m. to get to the airport so we could, like, try to get decent seats on this charter flight. So a lot of the cruises to Antarctica will book you on a charter flight. And if you have special needs like me, I suggest you book your own flight, because the flight that we were put on, it was a low-cost carrier. And I honestly am shocked that I haven't gotten staff.
It was pretty bad. Speaking of the girl who doesn't mind flying Ryanair or EasyJet or any of those.
No, Ryanair is fine. I fly Ryanair all the time. That is not, EasyJet is fine. This was like beneath that. This was like very gross. Right.
But the staff was really nice.
They were very nice. They were very nice. We did get food, like some warm chicken salad sandwiches and some Cokes. So, you know, keep that. But I was looking to fly back separately because I was like, screw this. I'm not doing this on the way back. And the only thing I could find was premium economy. So just keep that in mind, that the nicest, unless you are uber rich and you're flying private and it's a long way. Like Emily was like, oh, it's just an hour flight. And I'm like, Emily, Buenos Aires to like Ushuaia is actually like 4 hours. So it's about a 3-hour and 40-minute flight. So it is kind of long. But each charter company is different. So I don't know other lines they rent with different charter companies, but it seemed like FlyBondi did a lot of charters. So just keep that in mind. It was nice being on the flight with everybody.
Yeah, it's fun. And it is fun. Like when Carl got on, he was like, we're going to Antarctica. And everybody's like, woo, yay. Da-da-da. Very cute. I mean, we also had to get to the airport at like 3:30. What was it?
It was just... Yeah, we got to the airport at 3 a.m. I was like sleep deprived, irritated.
Yeah.
And then I was shoved in a window seat that was broken with the people leaning back in front of me and my seat wouldn't recline. So halfway through the flight, I was like, I think I might actually vomit, like, because it was like really hot. And so I ended up going to the front and I was like, hi, do you have one of those puke bags? And they were like, are you motion sick? And I'm like, no, I actually, like, this is my favorite place to be in the air, but I am so, like, I'm just like claustrophobic. And so then they put me next to Happy. They're like, why don't you sit here?
Yeah. So we survived our flight and then our adventure began.
So stick around for episode 2 on Antarctica.
Woohoo! See you next week. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star rating and review.
And if you want more of our shenanigans, you can follow us on social. I'm at Ashley @AshleyGetsAround.
And I'm at Emily @EmilyEatsAndExplores.